This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, July 10th, 2009, here at Gillette Stadium. It's the dead period a little bit, Paul Perillo. Not a lot going on around the league.
Yeah, it's a little slow.
But
it's a little slow.
We do have some news. Sort of. Via Twitter, which is taking over the world, as many of you probably know, through all levels of politics, sports, news, Twitter is where it's at. And the information hot off Twitter, thanks to Rosenhaus Sports, which is Drew Rosenhaus's
but
account.
But confirmed.
Confirmed by Real Patriots. Retweeted, I think, is the lingo you use, some of that stuff. But
okay.
Darius Butler, cornerback out of UConn, has agreed to terms with the Patriots on what Rosenhaus says is a four-year deal. The Patriots obviously would not and do not confirm details of contracts. And the Real Patriots said it will be announced when the paperwork is actually finalized and filed with the league at this time of year. Lord only knows what time that is, because is the guy on the Patriots end here? Is he on vacation? Is the guy on the league end here? Or is he on vacation? But Darius Butler in the mix, and as we've discussed, Patriots generally don't have a lot of problems getting their draft picks in camp, and when you don't have a first-round pick, it would make it even less likely that you'd have a problem with the picks getting
yep.
signed and in camp. So in the coming weeks, I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about. I know he's your favorite player of this draft class, and
I like him in the draft. Yeah, no, you're right. He is my favorite player of this draft class. I just I like the overall athleticism, speed. I think he plays a very aggressive style of coverage. You know, at least without pads on. We'll see what happens when they get the shoulder pads and helmets on at training camp. But I liked what I saw during the OTAs in minicamp.
And anyone who's seen him dunk a basketball in that video that made its way around the internet around draft time knows dude can get up, dude can whip it. Now the question is, can dude play football? And we'll find that out coming in this, because he's going to have an opportunity to win reps. You know, there's a competitive area there with the veterans, Springs and Bodden, the returning veterans, sophomores in Wheatley and Will Height, but I think he Butler has a chance to battle for reps. And
I also think, Andy, he has a chance to battle for playing time as a returner.
Oh, God, yeah.
And
I think that's a lock. I think we'll see him return kicks. What he does with it is
right.
Is up to him.
But he's going to have to prove that he you know, ball security, because
he missed the first three of his career when I was watching.
But Belichick is not afraid to put rookies back there.
Right.
He did it with Maroney. You know, Hobbs was a pretty young guy. I think he did some of that his rookie year as well. So he'll put rookies back
Slater.
There, but some of them haven't really panned out.
Slater.
So I think he'll have an opportunity, provided that he shows that he can hold on to the football.
Which I'm waiting to see, because I have my doubts based on what I saw in his first practice as a Patriot. Another question with the roster, Paul Perillo.
It's a good thing you didn't see Tom Brady's first practice,
I would have said he wasn't special.
And
did he turn out
wrong.
Being special? No. He didn't finish that special season a couple years ago, and it's been the impetus for the great debate we've had. But another debate, Paul. Number 55,
yes.
Whichever one has worn the jersey recently, wants to come back to the Patriots potentially. Last week we talked a little bit about Willie McGinnis, has off and on kind of made overtures that he wouldn't mind returning, even for training camp, despite his age. This week it's Junior Seau who has said he's not closing the door on his career. This would be year 20, I believe.
20, yes.
He would like to come back, maybe for the Patriots. Certainly not in training camp, though. He'll start fielding calls later on in the fall. We've talked a little bit about this throughout the week, PFW in progress. And I think you don't have a ton of interest at this point, but could down the line.
I think strictly in an emergency basis, you know, where else are you going to get guys that are that experienced and that knowledgeable with your system if the situation unfolds where, you know, you've lost a guy or two, and you just really, like last year, you brought in Colvin, you brought in Seau in the middle of the late in the season, not even the middle, because you lost so many players at that spot. I don't want to have those guys in training camp. I know Seau is not a candidate for camp,
right.
But I don't want to have those guys sort of stunting the growth of the youngsters. I think that the young guys that we have here need some time to play and get that experience and then find out what you have.
Regardless of injury, at what point would you be willing to say, even if they're all healthy, well, they're just not good enough? We can do better with Seau. We can do better with McGinnis.
Conclusion,
you think that's a month, 2 months, November? I mean, when do you think you could reach that
conclusion? Do I think it's going to happen?
No, when do you think you could?
Well, I think it could be as early as training camp, and Bill just decides
these guys aren't good enough. See, I'd be disappointed in that. I don't think you can
but
make
I don't
that
think
without
that's
seeing
happen.
Them on an NFL game field.
See, I don't think
season.
It's going to happen. I think that Bill has had some opportunities to make other moves and hasn't. I think that he looks at a guy like McGinnis right now. How much better is McGinnis than what you have at this stage of his career, not overall?
But we know Bill is a big believer in, is player X going to be where I tell him to be and do what I ask him to do, whether he does it at a high level or not, that ranks very high in Bill. And Bill, what Bill's looking for in a football player.
Mm-hmm.
And
I agree.
Woods, I think he probably has a feel for, knows the system, will be where I... But Crable, Red, other guys, I mean,
and Red.
You don't know what they're going to be on the field, and there it could be some uncertainty there. Yeah, sure, he's tall, fast, looks the part, everything, but mentally, is he going
so
to do what I ask him to
do?
You got
to give those guys at least
a
month to play and then fail if
right.
you're going to do that. I would agree. I don't expect to have anything happen. Barring injuries, I really don't. I think it would have to be a total disaster for Bill to say, you know what, these guys just aren't good enough, and we have to go out and get someone else.
Okay. I would rather see, and I said this on PFW in Progress, Seau than McGinnis. I think he has more left. I think he's still a good athlete. I still think he could give you some reps, run around, passing situations. I still think he could help you out November, December, maybe because of need, maybe because Lennon or Bruschi or Mayo or somebody gets hurt, or maybe just because you want an extra body, you need a little help, or whatever it may be. I still think he can contribute at an NFL level. I'm not so sure about McGinnis. I think he might be closer to the Colvin, who, in an emergency, sure, throw him out there, but you're not going
to
get much.
Now, do you think that there's anything to the fact that one guy is out there kind of in a little bit more space and maybe more exposed than the inside
oh, certainly.
Guy, and that's why
you Well, you know like my that. Thoughts, that inside linebacker, you can kind of bridge the gap in there with guys. It's not as difficult. It's, you know, I once said they wasted Adalys Thomas in there for a while. So, yeah, I think that's certainly part of it. But I also just think McGinnis, I think you wrote in your commentary in Patriots Football Weekly that'll be coming out next week, lackluster or whatever his seasons in Cleveland were. He's not the player he once was. Part of that is because he wasn't surrounded by a championship defense and a Bill Belichick coach team and all that. But I think part of it is he's just coming to the end.
And don't forget, with the Patriots, he wouldn't be surrounded by that same defense that he made all those plays with in 2003 and 4 as well.
Right.
You know, there's some of those guys are still here, like Seymour and Warren and Wilfork. But, you know, Rodney's not around. Bruschi's not the same player he was. Vrabel's gone. You know, Colvin was much younger at that time. Ted Johnson was even there for part of those years. So there's a lot of new parts. And it remains to be seen, you know, how much, you know, guys like Ty Law and Asante Samuel being able to cover allowed
right.
guys like Willie McGinnis and Adalys Thomas and Mike Vrabel to get after the passer and do things like that.
Bottom line, which or either of the number 55s do we see this year?
I don't think you see any of them.
Okay,
none of them, neither.
And a final note before we wrap up this Roster Report podcast, not really a roster-related move, but report in the Boston Globe, Wes Welker has switched agents. Don't remember the first guy, but he has hired David Dunn, an Athletes First, the agent for his good friend and former PFW in Progress guest, Matt Castle.
That's
they now
correct.
Share an agent, although the report indicates that this move in no way is about reworking his deal. He's in year three of a five-year deal that pays him in the neighborhood of, what, $18, $17 million. I know he's been ultra-productive, but I still think he's getting paid about what he should be for his production and his role in the offense. But
interesting.
Indicates he is not looking for a new deal at this point.
If he puts up a 100-catch season, does that change?
I think it very well could.
Yeah,
I mean, three straight 100-catch seasons is,
I don't care
what role you're in and what offense, there's not a lot of guys that do that. And you could argue, I think you and I thought he was a little overpaid when they got him. He's kind of lived up to the contract. He has. 200 and,
I was wrong.
What is it? 111 both years, right?
He's produced
exactly.
112, right?
Or 112. I mean, you're talking about 220-plus catches in a two-year span. It is what it is. The numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
You can say
he's
anything you want about his size, where he runs his routes, who he runs his routes near, who his quarterback is, but the bottom line is you point to that number and circle it, and it's 220 catches over 2 years.
Yep.
It is what it is.
He's been more productive than I thought he would be. I was wrong.
So Darius Butler's
a
Patriot.
Player.
He is a nice little player.
Well, I still think
well
that.
Paid for it. Darius Butler is a Patriot. Paul Perillo says Willie McGinnis and Junior Seau will not be Patriots.
What does Andy say?
I think Seau will be a Patriot at some point this season.
Okay.
But just a prediction with my heart a little bit. I wouldn't mind seeing him come back.
Okay, buddy.
Buddy, pal. And if they come back, they'll both have to wear 27.5 because they'll have to split 55. And split is what we're going to do and wrap up this Patriots.com roster report podcast. We'll be back here next Friday, although Paul won't because he's going to be on vacation.
Correct.
So I'll be stuck with the leg, Eric Scalavino. Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.